Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Danen Hughes will join us in about 30 minutes or so. Love to get his opinion on Atlanta. And, you know, maybe his opinion on what a second chance by Kareem Hunt might mean for Danen Hughes. So, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Get into the Royals in about 10 minutes. But before we do that, we always like to call Tuesdays a little tough Tuesdays.
Yeah, a little tough.
For what we would consider head coaches. And Bob, I'll let you lead the way because your name's first on the dock. But who do you think are having a very tough Tuesday day from the head coach's seat in the NFL? And again, this isn't necessarily like hot seat. This is just a tough Tuesday.
Tough Tuesday, yeah, right. Like hot seat this week, but maybe not hot seat in general. But I mean, I got to start with Giants head coach Brian Daboll. You know, he's the number one guy in the NFL right now on, I think, the hottest seat. Did you know the Giants became the first team in NFL history to score three or more touchdowns, not give up a touchdown, and still lose a football game?
Like, that's right.
It's impossible. And the fact of the matter is the NFL literally started 104 years ago today. Today is the 104th birthday of the National Football League, founded in a car dealership in Canton, Ohio. It's come a long way, baby, just like the Virginia Slim, right? And so I think Brian Daboll, for doing something that has never been done in 104 years, he takes the number one spot on the hot seat for me today. Somebody moved all of our hot seat guys, and now I have no idea where they are. So thank you for whoever deleted them
right,
off
no,
the dock.
They're right below you.
Where am I looking, man? It's gone off of my sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it off of your sheet, too?
Yeah. It's not there.
It's gone. So I don't know who else is on my hot seat.
You've got John Harbaugh next. I'm so sorry. It's right there.
What segment are you talking? Not there.
I'd refresh, man. I don't know. I'm staring at it.
It is not. Do you see it on my sheet at all?
Sorry.
No, it's definitely gone.
So, segment over.
No.
I can't remember.
You got John Harbaugh.
Got Harbaugh, I know I put on the hot seat. You're 0-2 right now. You got to figure out a way to get to 500. So I'm all lost here. Dusty, you go ahead.
Yeah, I got Daboll for sure. I can't actually think or believe that he's going to be around for much longer just because he did the exact same thing, which is always the death to a coach, at least in my opinion, which is when someone in the media asks you about your play calling or who's in charge of example A, B, or C, and you respond with a quick, short, pissy response. It happened last year to Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
It's happened before to coaches. You've seen it. It's the foreshadowing, the writing on the wall. His Tuesday is getting his Tuesdays are getting very, very, very terrible. Continue to run with Daniel Jones. Continue to let that man be a quarterback. Yeah. It's time.
But
I'm
it's time. But here's the thing, though. The Giants have gone through so many coaches and general managers and everything over these last few years. Like, eventually you've got to say, we've got to stick this thing out. You're also giving Brian Daboll no quarterback in which to work. That wasn't his guy. So if you believe in Daboll as your coach, then you need to keep him on board. You need to allow him to do what he needs to do, like the guy in Carolina did by benching Bryce Young, and move forward. But also, too, Daboll and this GM of the Giants decided to extend Daniel Jones. So while they didn't draft him, this is why you can't get caught up in FOMO. Daniel Jones won you a playoff game 3 years ago or 2 years ago, and you signed him to a long-term deal. The list is back. Magically showed back up on this Google Doc.
Another name I have on mine is Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing that I have learned from my life and experiences is that people normally don't get upset with you if you make a mistake. They get upset with you when you make the same mistake again and again and again.
Well, yeah.
And this is one of those things where it's like, Sirianni, did you learn from last year? Do you understand how to, you know, run the game, clock management, that sort of thing? And last night he fumbled the bag. You can blame Saquon Barkley for having to go out there and drop the pass. You can also blame Nick Sirianni for not being like, look, I don't care what we do, run the ball up the middle. If we get it, we don't. If we don't, we don't. Like,
you still take 40 more seconds off the clock.
You're taking time off the clock. Play the game that's been dealt to you.
Which is great talk radio conversation in Philadelphia, I'm sure, today, right?
And then our boy Mac from Indianapolis.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Shane Steichen.
Steichen's 0-2.
Yep.
Lost the division game week one. They didn't look great. He lost a game week two against Green Bay. Didn't look great.
Right.
Michael Pittman is MIA. Anthony Richardson is, you know, that's your guy that's supposed
had
to be
had a great throw. We got excited.
Still got Jonathan Taylor. Oh, I still think Anthony Richardson's fine. But I'm just saying, like, it's not looking good there. It's a tough Tuesday for the Colts, Coach, because he's 0-2.
Yeah. Also on my list, right, we mentioned Harbaugh. They're sitting at 0-2. Zach Taylor now, tough Tuesday for that cat, right? Mm-hmm. You're sitting at 0-2 right now, having to answer questions about losing to the Patriots still. Mike McCarthy is perennially on the hot seat, right?
Or his Tuesday is always tough.
Like every Tuesday.
Whether he wins or loses, his Tuesday, he's in Dallas, man. Yeah. You have a tough Monday through Friday.
It really is tough down there for him. But you know what? He gets paid the big bucks. He can suck it up. And we'll know sooner rather than later whether the Saints win was just the Saints being a really good football team or Dallas just being a really bad football team. So we'll find out sooner rather than later. The final guy on my list is Robert Saleh, because I don't think the Jets are a very good football team. They barely beat the Tennessee Titans, right? And this is a football team that everybody told me how great their defense was. Mm-hmm. The Jets have given up the second most points in the AFC on defense already this year for this alleged great defense. Sauce Gardner isn't playing that well this year, and they've got a quarterback that's a mannequin back there, and your calling card has been your defense. Well, your defense got 2 years old while you were waiting for Aaron Rodgers, and they're not playing good. So Saleh's got to be on that list as well.
I was going to say, I agree with that one. I've got Saleh on my list as well. I'm the only one, it looked like, who didn't have Brian Daboll. So I guess I'm just really kind of putting that all on Daniel Jones and the offensive line and saying, you know what? I don't know what coach could do well with
Been blaming the offensive line in New York for a decade. When's it going to end?
They blamed the Monday Night Crew blamed him last night, Aikman and Buck, because they were like, look at what Saquon Barkley's doing. And then it was like, look what he's doing with an offensive line.
Yeah.
Look at him really enjoying himself with an offensive line here in Philadelphia. You're like, geez.
I watched Belichick last night on the Manning cast. Oh, my God. I didn't know I could be so wildly entertained by Bill Belichick. He was like in coach mode during that game.
Yeah, he said he has three dartboards, two with Eli's face on it, one with Nick Foles' face on it.
He's
probably not lying.
No, he probably isn't, but it was so good to hear him kind of talk about the game, react in the moment like he was still a head coach, but also just continue to talk about the 28-3 Super Bowl like it happened yesterday. Mm. I can't remember what happened at the Chiefs game yesterday. This guy's rattling off play-by-play by moment by moment of that 28-3 comeback against the Atlanta Falcons. That was wild by Bill Belichick. He's really entertaining on TV. Where will he be coaching in week 5? New York or Dallas?
I don't know, man. I think he's having a hell of a time with what he's doing.
I think he is too.
He's like got two podcasts, two shows, 20, going to the Manning cast.
26-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, dressing in a suit. He ought to start dressing like Pat McAfee on these broadcasts. The tank top. Let's go.
I love it. I
want to see him wear a Mahomes jersey.
Before we get out, all I have to add with Tough Tuesdays, Doug Peterson. He was number one on mine before the season. He was number one last week. He's number one this week for me. Yeah, 0-2, and that team looks rough. You know, they paid Trevor Lawrence. They're going to have to get rid of Doug Peterson.
Chiefs have won, what, seven straight? Eight straight?
Eight straight games.
Jags
the Chiefs
have lost seven straight.
Oh.
Trevor Lawrence sucks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.